Thank you for joining us for the second of four 2012 Guided Vision Workings, designed to help us enter into a new conscious relationship with the shifting energies associated with the end of the Mayan calendar. Feedback from our vernal equinox meditation, based upon the eastern gate with the element of air and the sign of Aquarius, was amazing. I really feel that it verified these workings and will fulfill their purpose in helping us adjust to a new perspective. For those unfamiliar with the purpose, I suggest you go back to revisit the meditation with a short introduction lesson to the 2012 teachings, the precession of the equinoxes and the age of Aquarius. Ultimately, the imagery of the four workings is based upon a shift of the sidereal zodiac into a new alignment with new elemental associations. This doesn't mean that older traditions no longer work. Any combination of the elements with the directions can work, with the most popular being traditional Wiccan and Golden Dawn system of air in the east, fire in the south, water in the west, and earth in the north, or the alchemical orientation of fire in the east, air in the south, water in the west, and earth in the north. I still use those orientations quite successfully in my magic, but for this working, we associate east with air and Aquarius, and now south and earth with Taurus, west with fire in Leo, and north with water in Scorpio. The age of Aquarius is the focus for the second teaching. It is based upon the sign of the sidereal zodiac that the sun occupies at the vernal equinox, while the tropical zodiac, based upon the seasons, has a clear division of 30 degrees. The sidereal zodiac, based upon the stars, is often less clear. It is also divided into 12 signs, usually of 30 degrees, but while neatly marked out in the work of Indian Vedic astrologers who rely on the system, there are always some discrepancies as to where the divisions begin and how to start counting them, particularly among various astronomers and astrologers who do not agree with the techniques and systems of measurements. While nature lays out a pattern of stars, how humans measure them can be open to interpretation. Since the actual sidereal signs are not uniform in size, unlike the tropical zodiac, many believe their measurement and their corresponding ages will not be uniform measurements. In classic Vedic astrology, the sun will be 29 degrees sidereal Aquarius at the spring equinox in 2500 AD. So from that perspective, we've got a long time to go. Other traditions and systems give other dates to the shift into the age of Aquarius. Some say we're already in it. Generally, the great year is considered to be roughly 26,000 years, with 25,627, 25,772, or 25,800, 25,920, or even 25,992 years being the calculation of the entire cycle, making the average great month from 2,166 years to 2,150 years, but usually considered roughly 2,000 years for each great celestial month. Most believe a shift in the cycle occurred before or near the birth of Jesus Christ, putting the shift of ages somewhere within the 21st or 22nd century. A popular start date based upon this math, assuming 1 AD is the start of the age of Pisces, would be 2,161 AD, this is the start date of the age of Aquarius, according to some. Many cite the discovery of Uranus, with its corresponding revolution, the American and the Industrial Revolution, as evidence of the shift of the ages, while others look to the historic event simply as corresponding with the planet's discovery and not marking the age. Neptune corresponds with the rise in spiritualism, and then Pluto's discovery with nuclear power and world war. Strangely, popular dates often coinciding with other ancient calendars or modern mystical teachings include a wide range. 1447, 1784, 1844, 1900, 1904, 1920, 1967, 1972, 1987, 1992, the year 2000, 2003, 2005, 2010, 2012, 2020, 2080, 2150, 2161, 2595, and 3597. So you can see we have a wide range of expert opinions. Just as we don't automatically get snow upon the winter solstice, and depending on where you are, you can experience the first snow before or after the solstice, or experience summer if in the southern hemisphere, you don't automatically get a golden age of enlightenment just because we enter the new aeon. At the time of these meditations, the sun is technically not in the fixed sidereal signs. Yet this is the energy alignment we aspire to in the future, and focusing on it now helps us manifest our highest ideals as we progress. Familiarizing ourselves with the power of this alignment helps us manifest it on Earth in ways we are just beginning to imagine. As discussed before, Aquarius's hallmarks are lateral relationships, brotherhood, sisterhood, ecology, social justice, equality, sudden change, revolution, and technology. While the water bearer is an air sign depicting the flow of ideas and inspirations from the heavens upon earth. We have free will in how we manifest the ideas, and they will take time to manifest upon the earth. May this meditation help us express these energies in a more appropriate way upon the earth. The summer solstice is a time of peak power and the fullness of the sun's power into the world. While the summer continues onward, the height of the sun's power wanes after this point. So it's a good time to harness as much solar energy and set our plans into motion. The second gate of the south is oriented towards the element of earth, the fixed sign of Taurus, the builder, the steward, the materialist. At this time, we can envision what it would be like to manifest the perfection of a new aeon into the material realm. What results would you like to see in the world? Envision them to make them a reality. Start by relaxing all the muscles in your body. Breathe deep, in and out. Relax the muscles in your head and your neck. Relax the muscles in your shoulders and your arms. Relax your chest. Relax your back. Relax your belly and your lower back. Relax your hips. Relax your legs. Down through to your feet, down to the tips of your toes. Allow all of your body to relax and be at peace with each breath. Relax your thoughts. Allow all unwanted thoughts to float away like white wispy clouds. Relax your heart. Open your heart to love. Relax into your souls. Feel the sparks of divinity aligned within you. Call up the screen of your mind as we count down to a meditative state. Envision the number 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now in a meditative state where everything you do is correct for the good of all involved. Release the screen of your mind. Simply listen deeper to the sound of my voice as we go into a deeper state of consciousness. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now in a deeper state where all is possible, and we call upon the Goddess, God, and Great Spirit to guide this work and protect us from all harm. We call this work to be for the highest good, harming none, so mote it be. Breathe in through the three cells. Breathe in through the heart and say, I am the namer. Breathe in through the feet, through the base of the spine, and say, I am the shaper. Breathe in through the crown and say, I am the watcher. Connect all three breaths at the heart. I am the three in one, I am the one in three, as it was, as it is, as it always shall be. Blessed be. Invoke the three primal forces into the three cells. By a straight line, by the first ray, by the red ray, I call forth the red angelic fires. I invoke power and will. All is possible. Feel the straight red line descend from the stars, through your body, and into the depths of the world. By a bent line, by the second ray, by the blue ray, I call forth the blue fairy flame. I invoke love and trust. All is one. Feel the blue spiral of light descend from the heavens around the straight red ray, filling you and grounding into the underworld. By a crooked line, by the third ray, by the yellow ray, I call forth the golden witch fire. I invoke wisdom and cunning. All is known. Feel the yellow lightning strike descend from the realm above and run through your spine like electricity, descending into the realm below. So mote it be. Turn your attention to the south. Face the south, the direction of the summer season. South, the height of the sun. It is the summer solstice, a time for empowerment. It is midsummers, Litha, the time between where twilight rules. The sun moves from the signs of Gemini to Cancer, to the Great Mother who gives birth to the sun god, and we align to the sign of Taurus, sidereal Taurus, the horned and crowned god of fixed earth. We evoke you, power of Taurus, ruler of builders and temples. The fixed sign of Taurus is ruled by the element of earth. Taurus is the foundation stone that builds the sacred temple, the temple built with no hands. Taurus is the strength of the world. Taurus is the bull god, master of the maze, steward of the sacred goddess. Taurus is the attendant of the goddess of the moon and the morning star. By the power of elemental earth and the stars of Taurus, we welcome you. By the watcher star, Aldebaran, we call to you. Hail and welcome. Draw a five-pointed star envisioned in blue light, starting at the top point and going down to the bottom left point, up to the right upper point, across to the left upper point, down to the right bottom point, and back to the top again. Draw a clockwise circle around the star, creating a pentacle. Open the gate of Earth. Through this stargate, feel the blessings of the Earth. Feel the power of elemental Earth, cool and dry, entering through the portal, bearing the blessings of strength, stability, prosperity, and health. Feel the waves of physical vitality come through, blessing your bones, your organs, your entire body. This personal strength and health will aid you in the assimilation of these new forces, grounding them through you and into the body of Mother Earth. We must all seek to manifest heaven upon earth and within our body in this new age. Accept this blessing of strength and health and carry it into everything you do. Through this vital health, you'll be able to do the work of your true will within the world. As this vitality comes over you, you think of the last age of Taurus. Taurus was the age of the great ancient civilizations, of the builders. From its work rising out of the agrarian states, we have the ancient Sumerians and Egyptians, the temples and monuments. We have the earliest of the Greek civilizations, the Minoans. Wherever there have been builders and temples, the spirit of the age of Taurus has been there. Envision the ancient world, expressing its spirit through its buildings and architecture, and how that trend has continued through the ages, from the most ancient of stone circles to the vast cathedrals and domed temples of today. Waves of personal power flow over you, through you, through the southern summer stargate. Allow yourself to envision the world, heaven upon earth, the world you wish to co-create. What magnificent realm do you envision for our future, where everything built is a temple, where everyone is a temple? Through the gate, you will feel the light of the star Aldebaran. Allow that light to flow to you. You might feel it enter your root or your heart chakra, clearing the way to build and sustain the temple made by no hands. Through the light of the gateway, a figure can take shape. Who or what is guarding the gate of Taurus? What guardian of the earth portal will commune with you, teach you, heal you? The classic archangel is Uriel, the keeper of light and mysteries. Though totems of the earth, deities of the land, and guides to sovereignty and craftsmanship who flow with the blessings of Aldebaran might manifest. Commune with the guardian. As we move closer to the galactic center, find yourself coming into alignment with this vast storehouse of blessing. You are a medium, a channel for this blessing to be grounded into the world, into the consciousness of humanity and beyond. You can help channel this blessing into the realm of animals, plants, minerals, and the etheric vibrations that support all the gardens of the earth. Prepare your channel for this flow of blessings, for this power, wisdom, and love. Feel all that does not serve, all that would block this flow, being dissolved away now in preparation. Be in your truth and inspiration. Follow the true knowledge within, and you will be prepared. through this process, the alignment, the guardian, the visions and the healings, you might receive a key to bring to your consciousness, to guide you for this season, or to share with others. What key word or phrase, symbol or image do you divinely receive to prepare for the new aeon? When you feel this process is complete, thank all entities and energies that you have worked with at this time and place. Now we close the gateway pentagram. By the power of elemental earth and the stars of Taurus, we thank and release you. By the watcher star Aldebaran, we thank you. Hail and farewell. Envision over the stargate, drawing another five-pointed star. Start at the bottom left point and move upwards to the top point. Move down to the bottom right, up to the upper left, then to the upper right, and back down to the bottom left point of the star. Draw a counterclockwise circle around the star, closing the gate to the south. We return our consciousness, counting up from 1 to 13, and then 1 to 12. Simply listening to the sound, no visuals are necessary. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, feel your fingers and toes, ankles and wrists. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. We thank the goddess, God, and Great Spirit for this blessing. Ground yourself as needed. Feel the energies flowing into you, enter and store within the blood and the bones, but any excess that is unnecessary for your well-being flows down through your feet, through your roots, into the earth, into the earth's own alignment with the galactic center. I hope you enjoyed this ritual meditation for the summer solstice and the southern gate. Join us for the fall equinox as we'll align with the western gate. Blessed be.